This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hi, Adel and JPC. How you doing?
Good. Aaron, you look so professional today. Is this some sort of serious situation?
I decided that we're all going to be healthy. I don't think I've seen any of us eat any vitamin C or fruit for the last 3 years. I made everyone smoothies so we won't get scurvy.
I'm literally poaching a Cadbury egg right now. Can we punt? Can we punt on this?
And I just drank a big glass of graduation.
Okay. No, I think that we should take control of our health. I made you guys smoothies. Let's drink the smoothies.
Whoa.
They're
Aaron's
not poison.
Doing the splits while drinking your smoothie. Aaron, you really are healthy.
I know. I'm healthy now. JBC? Okay.
Mine's not poison. I don't want it.
Okay. Oh, wait. Poison, here comes the train. Choo-choo. Here comes the smoothie train.
Damn fucking God, train.
Aaron, you know what? Forget it. I give up. Let's go back to our old ways. Throw smoothies in the trash. Throw trash outside. All right. What do you guys want to do instead?
Put on a shirt. Not in that order. Aaron, why don't we just, I don't know, why don't we sit on the fucking couch, turn on the boob tube, and record an episode while watching TV?
Sounds good.
Just like a nice comfy episode. You know, like a ripped pair of jeans you wear in gym class when you don't want to change.
Casey, edit an episode of TV in the background of this entire episode. Make it absolutely fucking unlistenable.
You can pick whatever one you want, though, Casey. Well,
speaking of the show usually being unlistenable, today's an exception because we have a guest. We have a guest on the show. everyone liked that segue.
Well, a good guest. We should say a good guest.
I'm sorry. It's a good guest. Yes.
We should clarify. You might know him from Broad City. You might know him from Veep. You might know him. Maybe my favorite podcast character of all time, Bob Duca, Mr. Seth Morris. Thank you so much for being here.
It's a lot of responsibility to make it listenable.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry. I'll do the best I can, but
yes, nods head. Seth, thank you so much for being on. We do ask all of our guests, good and bad, what is your relationship with riddles? Do you like them? Do you like escape rooms, crosswords? What do you think? What do you got?
You know, that's funny. You mentioned, okay, so I like crosswords. I'm a pretty good Monday, Tuesday, maybe Wednesday New York Times crossword puzzle person. After that, it's too much. But I want to get good at crosswords to the point where I'm like, there must be a class or a book or something to, I like learning the tricks. I went to my first escape room last weekend.
Whoa.
Good timing.
What timing?
And my wife and I went. She had been to one other one before, and it was so fucking hard. It was like, I sort of knew what to expect, but I sort of did. Like, they just threw you right into it, you know? And this theme was some sort of post-apocalyptic thing, and there was this really sweet guy, kind of theater nerd guy, who was in character the whole time as like he kept going, survivors, survivors, we've got to find the map. And it took me a while to realize we were looking for a map, but I didn't realize that was the ultimate goal. I thought, okay, there's a map involved in some of this. And we were so bad at it. We were so, and he just kept going, survivors, those numbers must mean something. And we're like, well, yeah, we know, but what the fuck? What does it mean? And
would you shut up? I'm trying to escape.
Was it you?
Stop
just you and your wife?
Cabinet.
It was just us. It was just us. Yeah. And now that I've done it, I've realized like, oh, okay. I sort of see how this works. But I had no. At what point it got to? There were these little blips on a screen, and he goes, "Could that be Morse code?" And we're like, "Morse code? What?" And it ended up being fun because we were so bad at it. But at different points, my wife and I both were kind of like, well, this is fucking dumb. I can't do that. And then the guy was very sweet afterwards. It was like, you guys didn't do nearly as bad as you thought. We finished. I think he kind of helped us finish. But it was, I could see if there was one that was like doubt, kind of a baby one, baby step before this, I could see kind of getting into it. And then as far as riddles, I don't know. Riddles is one of those things I'd never think about really until they come up. And, you know, I can't even remember the last. What it makes me think of is those things when you're a kid and like, you know, he's in a round room and he sneezed in the corner. How could this be? Whatever it is. His mom was the doctor, whatever that.
Yes.
So I don't have a super strong relationship with riddles, but I do kind of like, you know, I kind of like some sort of thought experiment stuff.
That's the correct answer.
Yeah, I
think we all hate riddles here. I think we're back to hating riddles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I have to ask, because I'm fascinated by your escape room experience. Were you like looking for like a date night thing and you're like, oh, well, let's give this a try? Or had you heard about this and you were like, we want to do it just the two of us?
We were looking for a date night thing and I originally surprised her and I said, let's, you know, we're going to go on this date night. We're going to do a surprise. And she's really smart and likes card games and that kind of thing. And I thought, she might be good at, we might actually be good at this because, you know, we can kind of, it's not, I don't know. We try to figure out whodunits on TV or whatever.
Yeah.
And we showed up to the wrong night. I was like a week early the first time.
That's the first test. The first test of an escape room is getting there.
Just getting there on the, right,
the
right day and time.
Having the mental prowess to.
And so then we're like, okay, well, we got two weeks in a row. We got a date night. And she was kind of nervous. She's like, she was really nervous about the actor part.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, it's going to be so uncomfortable. What if they, and you know, everybody was fine. I thought it was like, it was kind of out of left field for us. So I thought it'd be a fun little thing to shake things up. She doesn't know this, but the next date night I want to do is I heard about this. There's a place in downtown LA that's like a rage cage, like a place where you can go and just smash shit.
Oh,
whoa.
Okay. That sounds awesome.
So that's going to be the next surprise.
Is it just a Crate and Barrel downtown?
Well, Bed Bath & Beyond is close, right? Bankrupt now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's somewhere downtown. Who knows? I mean,
That sounds like an awesome experience, and it sounds like an experience that I would absolutely want to be like, make sure I'm wearing the right shoes for.
Oh, yeah.
Because I could like wear some like fuck around sandals and be like, I can't.
Shoving flip-flops.
I'm like pushing like a desk over on its side, and I'm like, this is the most I can do in these shoes.
Well, she always wants to know, should I wear for these surprise dates? And this one, I'm going to be like dressed super casual and maybe bring some boots for a certain part.
Body cover your ankles.
Yeah.
My Crocs are bleeding. Oh, that's my shoe. Well, Seth, we'll go ahead and get into some riddles for you. These are, I guess, for the most part, what we do is like lateral thinking problems, which is pretty much what you described when you said there's a round room and a boy sneezes in the corner, which I'm dying to know the answer for that one.
Yeah, can't wait to find out that.
At some point, we must. So riddles are frustrating. Riddles are bad. So let's get into them. We'll waste no more time. And we'll try and solve the first one. These will be some sort of, we'll call them warm-up riddles, but that doesn't mean they're easy. In what month do Americans drink the least amount of beer? In what month do Americans drink the least amount of beer?
November.
Wow,
now,
Aaron.
Aaron's going for a pun here, and that, for a warm-up riddle, could be very likely.
Well, it's got to be something like that, right? They're not looking for the real answer, are they? It's not just a quiz, it's a riddle.
I think this might be the real answer, but I don't know if there's any way of knowing, but this makes sense.
Dry January?
My gut also just says February because it's the shortest month.
It is February.
Oh.
Or February. It has the least number of days.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay.
But honestly, I think that makes sense, but what Aaron said makes more sense because I do think a lot of people do like a dry January, right? Like that's a thing.
I thought that was a sex thing.
No.
You've been doing it wrong.
Well, I owe Gemma an apology.
I think the February one. I feel like it's some sort of smart ass answer like that of like, they're sheer day, so they're drinking.
So you know. Get riddles. It's some smart ass at his typewriter being like, and then you think.
Actually,
that's a riddle.
Yeah. They're just smug questions.
Yeah.
Here's the next one. What came first, the chicken or the egg? Obviously, a question as old as time, but this
is famously the one that there's no right answer to, right?
Well, this book begs to
chicken.
That's
it comes first because it's in the dictionary. It comes before.
Oh,
egg.
Wow.
Oh, Aaron, that's really good.
Aaron, 100% that is correct. That's not the answer I have here. So unfortunately.
Fuck you.
That's right. That is.
I rule. That was good. Whatever.
The answer
move on.
I have here is egg, and it's no explanation. Sorry, Aaron.
I would scream. Huh.
So this one's a little frustrating. I'll go ahead and give the answer and the reasoning here. It does say the answer is the egg because dinosaurs were laying eggs millions of years before the first chicken evolved.
Oh. Ew. Boo.
But chickens are dinosaurs. They're descendant from the dinosaur, the noble dinosaur. Oh, I'm going to sleep. Interesting.
Oh, I do want to see a scene. Aaron, you're going to be a dinosaur. You are obviously, some sort of large scaly monster. Mm-hmm. Seth, we're going to have you be a chicken, like a modern day chicken. And Aaron, you're just kind of confused as to what you're missing or what's going on that you have not gotten this smaller feathery.
Hey, little guy. Actually, this party's dinosaurs only.
I'm only going to be here for a second. I'm from the future. I don't know if you saw these wraparound sunglasses. but I'm from the future. I'll make this quick because I don't want to disturb things too much. There's this fucking really dumb riddle in the future about what came first, the chicken or the egg. And I'm just wondering if you guys could...
I don't have any money, man. I don't have any money I can give
you. No. I'm not asking for it. You, wait, you know what money is?
Yeah. Dinosaur. Oh. How do you think you buy and sell goods?
Oh, shit. Oh, I didn't realize you had an apron. Are you like a merchant dinosaur?
Yeah. What? Did you think that we were all just running around eating each other in a completely uncivilized way?
You know what? I did. I need to check my bias. I actually... that's... Wow. Well, the point... Do you think you could just do me a solid? Because we are related.
No.
Could you hide all of your eggs... Like your eggs, not kill your babies, but your eggshells, because I want to just sort of settle it. It's an annoying thing for chickens in the future. And another one, which you're not going to appreciate, is why did we cross the road? It's just to get to the other side. It's just like, why would you cross it? Because you wanted to.
We're related?
Yeah. Look at my legs.
Through marriage or...
No. You guys are going to, you're all going to die.
What?
Yeah.
And we see the years on the side of his sunglasses start to tick forward, and suddenly he's in 1865.
Oh. Wait, are you Ben Franklin? No, you're not Ben Franklin. Sorry.
Yeah. No, he's dead.
Oh, yeah, he's dead, sorry.
Scene. Who was alive in 1865?
Like, Eli Whitney? I don't know.
I'll Venmo $5 to anybody who can name someone who's alive in 1865.
Jesse James?
No.
Doc Holliday?
I'm going to say Andrew Jackson.
Wow. No.
Fuck.
Yeah, right? We're bad. 1865, yeah.
Because Lincoln was dead by 1865, right?
Oh,
say Jane Austen.
Let's see.
All the Wild West folks.
Andrew Johnson.
Oh shit, Andrew. I met Andrew Johnson. Because is Andrew Johnson the president after Lincoln?
Yeah.
That guy needed to be more memorable. Sorry, dude.
I mean, that's a tough act to follow.
He looks very stern. He looks very sad. Mm-hmm. Andrew Johnson.
I feel like all those guys were super depressed back in the day.
Yeah.
Very hawkish features.
Yeah.
Those gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Seth, this isn't a riddle, but do you have a favorite president?
God.
Yeah, amen. Number one.
Yeah.
The big man.
I don't know. I mean, I think of like Lincoln, and I thought Obama was pretty great. I don't know. I did a report on William McKinley when I was a kid. Wow. And he was kind of a dud. He was kind of an asshole. In retrospect, I realized like, oh, I think he really pushed Manifest Destiny and kind of pushed expanding the American empire into, I think it was the Philippines and stuff like that.
Jeez, you did this as a kid?
I realized later, you know, as a kid, you're just sort of like, oh, all presidents are good.
Yeah.
There's no way they could be bad. I don't know that I have a favorite.
I do have an answer for this question. And it's my favorite president. They're all bad, but Warren G. Harding was like the horniest president we've ever had in the
world. Was he the big one, the big giant guy?
No,
that may have been Taft.
Warren Harding was, I think he was like in the 20s, but he would write like pornographic, like love letters to the people he was having like affairs with in the White House. I think he even may have had an affair with like an underage person too. I mean, this is why he's president. Yeah, it's not fun. It's not fun. But if you ever have a chance to read some of his like published, I don't know where they're published. I'm assuming they're published letters that Warren G. Harding wrote. They're like disgusting.
I don't want my president to be horny.
I know.
At all, ever. Was,
yeah. We shouldn't have a horny president.
But I think those guys are such megalomaniacs that I think they all are. Like when Clinton got, people were so disgusted that he had sex in the Oval Office, in the White House. I think he knew a lot about presidential history and was probably like, you know how many people have fucked in this room?
Yeah.
Like, it's what we do.
He looked behind JFK. Him and he's like, me? Look at all these guys behind me. They were all fucking like crazy back then.
Yeah.
Aaron, this is, you're not going to like this horny little fact, but I think it was Lyndon B. Johnson. His nickname for his penis was Jumbo. And he would call, there's recordings of him calling his tailor to let out his pants in the crotch.
No.
It's pretty disgusting. You find those recordings.
I think we should just burn this whole country down and start from scratch. I think it's better to search for.
I think he had a huge. And another thing Lyndon Johnson did is he had special. He had them redo the shower in the residence to basically shoot water up his ass so he could clean his asshole out.
A bidet to you, sir.
A bidet in the shower.
There's not enough soap to clean the White House. To make it feel actually clean again.
Yeah.
You're the president like after Johnson, and you're the first one to take a shower in the residence. You're like, what the fuck?
Did you know the White House is like, it's not, I won't say barely usable, but it's so old that there's very distant talk of like moving it because it's, they're trying to do so much in this ancient place
that
things keep breaking down and shutting down, and it really doesn't quite make sense to try to run the most powerful nation in the world from this hundreds of year old building that's really not that big, you know?
Well, if they didn't put it somewhere else in DC, what's your pitch for the new Capitol?
Where does it go? Where
can't
does the
be
Capitol
in DC?
Go?
I actually I read this book about, it's like a climate fiction about the future, and they end up putting the White House in Ohio, in Cleveland, because it's far enough away from the coasts that it's not going to get flooded. And in terms of natural disasters, it's like, it's safer and there's a water supply there.
Let me guess, the author is from Cleveland. Have we looked
He's
up the author?
Ohio. He's from Ohio.
Drew Carey.
Yeah, it's Drew Carey. Yeah.
I think the new White House should be the Yellowstone Ranch. We're going to go on to another riddle here. What orchestral device is not blown, bowed, plucked, or struck?
The baton.
Oh, yeah. This is his.
Yes, Aaron, the baton.
Is that what it's called? That's a baton? Is that what the conductor has?
Yeah. What did you think?
So.
You think it was a wand?
I thought it was a wand.
Wow.
Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wands are what wizards have.
I guess I'll go back to eating my shoes.
Well, hold on. Now we have to see JBC... I got to say this in a normal voice. You're a wizard, and you're conducting Seth and Aaron and myself.
Okay, let's get this right this time.
and a one and a two and a...
I'm a frog.
Yeah,
I'm a frog
now. Say, oh. I was going to say the same thing.
We're all frogs.
Ribbit.
Hey, buddy.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you...
Please.
Can you just use the old conductor's baton and not your wand?
Yeah, I could if I didn't want to turn all three of you into frogs because I'm trying to recreate the Budweiser commercial. It would suck if I had three humans doing
Wait,
the Budweiser.
Are you a sponsored wizard?
Look, don't Please. Give me shit. It's hard out here for people like me, okay?
It's Blue hard and for white you. Robes?
First of
I
all,
I play
do you know-
oboe. You know how
I play the upright bass,
oboe player. I can't even play weddings. This is my. If I'm lucky to get this job,
fine. Yeah, are you guys hunted for your pelts?
Are you?
Are you?
No, but I mean,
oh,
come on.
We're just speculating here. Jeez. Okay. Are you? Do you live in mud like a turtle? I mean,
all right. Let's stop guessing. Let's stop guessing. Okay. Guessing is just going to hurt people when they have to give answers that they don't like to hear. You know what? Fine. If you guys want me to transport you back to your boring life as, you know, doing concert music or whatever,
I can sound like we're the problem. Yes, we want you to transport us back to our life.
Oh, so I'm a kidnapper now? I'm some kidnapper.
You're wearing a Budweiser pin. You turned us into frogs. You're a real asshole, man. Just come on. Switch us back.
The worst part is this is on spec. Budweiser won't return my calls. I just think that if we could do this, they would really like it, you know? You guys think it's a good idea, though, right? Like, okay, aside from the fact that I kidnapped you, I took you from your concert, you like the idea, though, right?
This is sad.
What is the idea that you're... I don't quite get it, that you're a wizard that...
Man,
are you just trying
know.
To get free beer?
Man, I don't know. The prices of beer just keep going up and up and up.
I don't want to pour salt on the wound, but I think the newest campaign, and this was probably 5 years ago, was like Dilly Dilly. Does that make sense?
What?
I think.
What does that mean? Dilly Dilly?
Nobody knows, but it was like a thing maybe like 5 or 6 years ago. So they're past the frogs.
Five
man.
Or 6 years ago? So what? They were doing that in what, like 89?
Yeah. 80 died.
Scene.
Max with Max Headroom.
Was Budweiser the ones who did the twins one?
That was...
And twins.
That was like Michelob or something. What was that?
I could not have been Michelob. It surely was not Michelob.
They don't have the money.
Burritos at 3 a.m. and twins. You know what? That's the shitty part about that commercial is that I don't know what beer it was for. I know it was for a beer.
Coors Light.
Wow.
And no, none of us
I don't remember that at all. And twins.
That was, I think that, when did those air, Aaron, do you know? Was that in the 2000s?
Yeah.
That must have been like
really?
Late.
I thought that was like mid-90s.
Mid-90s? I don't know. Maybe it was. I don't know.
It was basically a song. It was,
2002?
Target demographic was just
2002.
Like the most basic sort of Al Bundy, Tim Allen home improvement man. So it was like this song that was like, I love chopping down wood, hanging with my bros. And then they'd say, and twins, and show like two super busty blondes who are twins. And then they'd describe something else, like working on my cars, drinking in bars, and twins. So they just kept, obviously, dancing around the twins over and over.
And imprinted on my memory.
Yeah, it was like a horny Double Mint Gum ad.
Yeah.
You're saying the Double Mint Gum ads weren't horny?
It was a more horny Double Mint Gum ad. Yeah.
Honestly, the Klondike bar commercials were probably the horniest. Clem Walton's father is older than his grandfather. How is this possible?
His what? Say it again. His father?
Clem Walton's father is older than his grandfather. How is this possible?
Oh, no. Is it like a grandfather by marriage? Is this like an adopted grandfather?
Is it a clock?
I kind of want to hear more about, hold on, wait, Aaron, no, hold on. This is, this is an embarrassment of riches. Aaron,
I'm going through a tunnel.
Explain clock. Oh, no.
His father is older than his grandfather.
Clem Walton's father is older than his grandfather.
Oh, because it's his, it's not his paternal grandfather.
Smart.
Ding, ding, ding. Seth.
Dang.
You little baby genius.
Wow.
Clem's father is older than Clem's maternal grandfather. Wow.
Get me into an escape room immediately so I can redeem myself.
I'd like to see a scene. Adel, you are being picked up from school, but your dad is much, much older than the other dads, played by Seth. And you're kind of embarrassed about how old your dad is.
Stagecoach.
Hop aboard, kiddo.
All right. Do I have to pick up the shotgun, or can I just say the word?
No, you got to pick up the shotgun, because we've got some valuables here.
Dad, I just don't...
Hey, I'm sorry. Are you checking? Are
be
you
cool,
checking
Dad,
Adel
be cool.
out of school?
Stick him up.
Oh God. Oh Lord. I'm Glenn. I'm just checking everyone out of school. I'm assuming you're Adel's great
dad. He's a great dad. World's best.
Great.
World's
I'm
greatest
his father.
Dad. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Everything's okay. in working order.
Dad, don't.
You know what? I don't even know. Could you just sign my clipboard? Just sign here, and you can check Adel out. We just have to. We you know safety first.
I'll just have to leave my mark. I didn't get much book learning.
Mr. Bombledero.
Yeah.
I apologize. My dad. Have you ever seen Encino Man? My dad was sort of frozen in time, but he aged. I guess that's not frozen in time. He was kind of in amber, but he aged. He already had a kid. It's a whole...
Let's go, boy. We got to get this gold to the Wells Fargo in Kansas City by Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, he'll be coming back to school tomorrow for Tuesday, for school for on Tuesday.
I have to miss for 8 months. We're dropping off gold, and then we're driving cattle. We're driving cattle back to...
Mr. Adel's dad.
Grab your one chalkboard that you're riding. Who is that?
I just wanted to ask on behalf of all the other kids.
I'm already married, sweetheart. I can't take
No. My question was, are you a ghost?
A ghost? Honey, I'm as real as a breeze through the prairie. I'm as solid as a buffalo's horn.
So, yes?
No, I'm not a ghost, but I do feel removed from these times. You know, when I was unfrozen from that amber and saved by that sexy anthropologist, my boy's mother, I was happy to be alive, but I do miss my old times. This modern world doesn't make any sense to me.
I could tell because Adel came to school with an abacus the other day instead of a calculator, and we were all very confused.
Yeah, these newfangled things, I just don't have any reference for him.
You know what,
except
kids?
For TikTok. I do like TikTok.
Dad's obsessed. Mostly restaurants.
I would love to come back and get into TikTok from the olden times.
Yeah, for sure.
It'd be honestly, it'd be the first thing you're gravitating towards. Yeah, it'd be fascinating. Well, speaking of fascinating, why don't we go ahead and, I don't know, TikTok on over to an ad? Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. That sounds.
Is that a full?
Are you a ghost?
TikTok to an ad.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
A dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could. Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have. Pops up into the frame immediately. If you like, I bought my mom a frame. I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people
I can
actually
see that.
Sometimes I like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that is that okay if I start?
Whenever
with,
you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said Yacht Rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, hits and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's not going to be
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this... trying to get Aaron out of this ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel. And I think it's time for us to just take a little nap. And what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses?
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd be able to sleep. But because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Aaron's, you know, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
And we don't know. We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did, and I got matched with a Midnight Luxe mattress, which is one of the best night's sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Erin's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody is unique, mm-hmm. and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Erin sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, mm-hmm. we all lay on this bed and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Erin got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes. Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's
because they certainly will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books.
We're back. Seth, just to check in, how are you liking riddles?
I like that you guys have done them before, and because I would be completely lost without them. They're still annoying, but it's one of those things too where it's annoying, but you want to keep doing more because you don't want them to stump you.
Yeah.
You know?
You can't let them beat you. Yeah.
Which makes me wonder, is anybody actually... Are people that are into riddles really into them? Do they find joy, or is it just that they're like, you're not going to beat me?
I think it's the latter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my experience.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, someone will find the show because they like Googled like riddles podcast because they genuinely wanted to hear riddles. And then they hear our show and they say, man, I really am not a fan of what you guys do on the show. And to that, I always say, we helped you because you shouldn't have found riddles. If you're going to look for riddles like on the internet and you get this, that's good. Like you got something better than what you set out to look for.
There's a riddle community, right? Like there must be riddle conventions and all that kind of.
I think people like puzzles more than riddles. I think there's probably like a puzzle.
Yeah.
I think MIT does like a puzzle challenge, and then the winner of each year does the puzzles for next year or something. So it's sort of, it's bragging rights, but it's also you get to kind of flaunt your stuff and you get to have sort of, it's absolutely one-upsmanship.
I think everyone who was really into riddles at this point in history has safely been imprisoned, put into jail.
Because they're all serial killers.
Beamed into space.
You'll find the girl's elbow in the full moon. Yeah.
Can you catch me, Mr. Policeman? And they've all since been shuffled off this mortal coil. Yeah. As soon as DNA came around, they got all the riddle perverts they're all gone.
Rounded up and drowned.
Let's do
some more riddles and see if we can best them. This one is sort of appropriate. We'll find out why.
Sort of appropriate. Cool.
I don't know if it's really a riddle, but it's a question for sure. From statistical records, what is the most dangerous job in America?
Statistical
So not really a riddle, but just sort of a brain buster.
Statistical records feels like a really weird...
Is it lumberjack?
Wow.
No,
podcaster.
Yeah. it's not lumberjack or podcaster.
And this is specifically a dangerous job?
I feel like it's going to...
Yeah, statistically, this is dangerous, but it's because there's... it's a small pool. It's a small pool.
I feel like it's going to be something you don't expect because it's like it's a bacteria or it's a...
It would be a thing where there would be like one person who ever did this job and they died, and then that brought the statistic up to like 100% death rate for
president
for
this bullet job. Tester.
Yeah, lava drinker.
There was one. Bullet yeah, tester. There was one, and they. Well, I do need to see a scene. JPC, we're back in 1865. You're a gunslinger named Benjamin Franklin, no relation. And Seth, you are the world's first bullet tester.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I understand what this is. You gave me a lot of money. This is the most money I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
You said it's going to take care of my family, and I'm so excited about this. My wife is pregnant with our 14th child, third that's going to live, hopefully.
Yeah, that's great. Statistically, that's great odds.
Oh, yeah. So in terms of the testing part, you know, I'm a pretty good shot. You know, I grew up in the country, so I can shoot muskrats, owls, anything beautiful I can get from like 100 yards. So is that the kind of testing you want me to do, or?
It's very similar to that. Sure. I mean, definitely my philosophy is if you can shoot a bullet, you can take a bullet, right? If you can shoot an owl, you can be an owl.
Who said philosophy?
Oh.
Did I hear philosophy over here? Who's the learned book boy?
I was talking about my horse. My horse's name is philosophy. I believe I named it after a Greek.
Talking about that. No. He's the philosopher. He was talking about if you can be a bullet, you can be an owl. Did I get
that? Okay, friend. No. He's all confused. This is a bullet tester. He's not really a wordsmith. So we don't have to worry about that.
I'm gonna put this pear on your head, and I'm gonna walk 20 paces, and you better stand still.
What?
I'm gonna put a pear.
A pear? Are we that close to Christmas already? Wow.
Well, I rented it. Okay, oh. I have it for 2 hours, and I gotta do something with it because it's due. Okay, so I'm 1, 2.
I shot that dumbass in the back. I can't believe he put a pear on my head and started walking away from me.
Scene.
You're safe and you're rich. Isn't that a thing of like pineapples? They used to rent pineapples, right?
Oh, really? Back in the day?
What?
Back in the day,
what are you talking about?
Pineapples were like a status symbol, so people would like rent them. And you'd have it in your home to be like, see how much money I have?
That's amazing.
And then you'd have to return it.
That's hilarious.
Wait, how?
Reminds me of Little Women when they all want to be like trading limes at school. Like citrus is like decadence.
How long does a pineapple last? What's the shelf life on like a uncut like pineapple?
Back in those days, as long as you want, I guess. It's about the aesthetic, not the taste, my man.
I guess so. So it's like, but would the thing just rot out eventually, like from the inside?
I have to assume.
Or were people like plaster casting a pineapple and renting it to people? That's awesome.
Painting it.
What an
that would
awesome
be a
job.
Good name for a Herald team, rented pineapples. Someone can take that if you need
very
it.
Good. Mm-hmm. Very good. I think that's also why, in a similar vein, that's why lobsters became so expensive, because they used to give them to prisoners. And then it became like a rich people in the West were like, what are these little sea bugs? And so they'd have them shipped out to taste them. But the shipping was so expensive because they went bad so fast. So then it was super pricey to ship them. They were only worth pennies, but the shipping was like $30 or something. So it became like a status symbol. And then they became no longer prisoner food, but
experts estimate that a single pineapple cost around $8,000 in today's dollars.
Wow.
That's why you had to rent it by the hour.
Jesus.
Wow.
So
1700s, 1800s? That's crazy.
Sex hotel.
That's crazy.
You could be a guy who owns 3 pineapples and lived like a fucking king back then.
Yeah.
What's your job? I inherited a pineapple from my dickhead dad.
Yeah, this is an amazing house. What did your grandfather do? He had a he had a pineapple. I do. And none of us have had to work since.
I do want to see a scene.
There's trust fund people running around right now that live off like $20,000 a month because one ancestor had one pineapple.
He had a pineapple.
I gotta see a scene. Seth, sorry to lean on you so hard. Aaron and Seth, you are on a first date, and Seth, you're pretty sure you have something that's gonna impress Aaron.
Well, I'm having a really nice time. I hope you are too.
Me too. I loved hearing about how many siblings you have and your favorite color and all that. I'm having the best time.
Yeah, it's red.
Yeah. Well, this place is also so nice.
Space explorers, find the missing piece of the map.
Oh, this is so fun. Okay. Okay. So we only have a little bit of time to eat this food. And you know, it's fun. It's like, it's just goo. It's different colored goo. So that brown one's a steak. Green one's salad, of course. And, oh, wait a minute. Sorry. You have something in your ear. What is it? Ta-da!
What is that? What was in my ear?
It's that, it's a, I don't know the technical name for it, but it's a garbage fruit. It's that big, giant, spiky, looks like a giant, spiky football.
I have to go to the hospital.
Oh, no, no, no,
If that came out of my ear, I have to go.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, sorry. I was pretending that it came out of your ear. That didn't. Did you really think that came out of your ear?
I mean, it was, it felt like sensation-wise, you sort of looked in my ear and then you pulled.
This is going to surprise you. I also do close-hand magic. I'm really good at that kind of thing.
Ew.
Coming up next to the stage at the Magic Castle, we have, that's not close-up magic, it's close-hand magic. I don't know if, I don't know if that's a... please give it up for the amazing Nuance.
Hold on, hold on. I'm putting the eyes on my hand and the lips on my thumb real quick. I do hand puppets. I do close hand. I make a
so
hand
close.
Puppet.
Hey, buddy, get it out of my face.
Well, no, how else are you going to know that it's my hand? hey, look, you have something in your eye. It's a toothpick.
See.
Pull your toothpick out.
Oh, man.
Guys, we've had so much fun. We still haven't answered. From statistical records, what is the most dangerous job in America? I will
President?
Say Seth was closest with child in the 1800s. Aaron, bingo, bango, ha-ta-ta. The most statistically dangerous job in America is president. Four presidents out of 42 have been assassinated. Can you guess which four?
Have we really lost four from assassination?
Kennedy.
William McKinley.
McKinley.
Yeah.
Oh, who was the other guy that got?
Lincoln.
Lincoln. And then was it Warren?
Think lasagna.
Reagan got shot, but he didn't die.
He didn't die.
And someone else got shot and didn't die, right?
No, who's the guy who took forever to die? That anarchist shot him. Fuck, I know.
I always want to say Benjamin Harrison, but he's the one that died because he got like a cold.
And he was at the train station with Lincoln's son. Who the fuck is this guy's name?
We're thinking lasagna.
Lasagna.
Yeah.
Did we have an Italian president that Boca I don't know? Oh, Garfield. Garfield.
Garfield. Oh.
No, it was Philip Buca di Beppo.
He was great. Came right after
so
Herbert
much.
Hoover.
President Vincenzo Macaroni.
What?
So I guess that's America's most dangerous job. Crazy. Why don't we pivot to some odd man out riddles?
Great.
So what this is going to be is I'm going to read four items, and you have to guess which of the four is the odd man out and why.
Okay.
So first one here is going to be Jack Flash, Jack from Jack and Jill, famously, Humpty Dumpty, and the House of Usher. Yeah.
Okay. Are these all characters Adam Sandler has played except House of Usher, I want to say? Unless that's a Netflix one I haven't seen yet.
You think Adam Sandler played Humpty Dumpty?
If he has it, I'll fucking eat my shoe. And I don't want to, but I will.
You're dying to eat your shoe. Let's see.
Which one's the House of Usher? Is that the Poe?
I believe so.
All of the House of Usher.
Yeah, I think it is Poe. I think it's coming to Netflix this Halloween.
Is it that one? Is it House of Usher because it's the only one that's not like a nursery rhyme? Are the other ones all nursery rhymes?
The other ones are technically nursery rhymes, but it's not the House of Usher. So again,
can
I'll
read them again. Yeah.
Yep. Jack Flash, Jack from Jack and Jill, Humpty Dumpty, and the House of Usher.
It's falls. People who have fallen.
So which one is the odd one out?
I don't know.
Jack Flash.
Jack Flash is the odd man out because the other three had a fall. And I do want to see a scene.
Okay.
JPC, you are Humpty Dumpty. You're just having a killer fall, like the October, November, just you're crushing it. And sure. Aaron, you've taken notice.
Hey, Humpty, you want the usual?
Oh, yes, I'll have the usual.
Great.
Pork.
Pork, okay. Raw pork for the egg that comes into this coffee shop.
Oh, sounds good. I'm just having the best fall. Oh, do you have pumpkin spice for your pork?
Yeah, sure. Is that a new coat? You look incredible.
Thank you. I've lost yolk.
Oh. Mm-hmm. How's your concussion? You okay?
How is my kin?
You know, your concussion. You know how
my
you
kid
fell?
Cousin?
Your concussion.
I'm fucking with you. Oh. Beverly, I'm fucking with you.
I love when people do that.
My concussion. No, yeah, it's getting better. I can't still not supposed to sleep, but it's getting better.
I'm sorry. I am starving. Can I get a table? Jack Sprat, reservation under Jack Sprat?
No.
Yikes, honey. Honey, we gotta go elsewhere.
Humpty, here is your pork with pumpkin spice. I never knew that eggs eated pork until I met you. Kinda
scary.
Oh,
I don't eat it. I do not eat it.
Ooh, what do you do with it?
I don't eat it, I yeet it. Ugh. I like to sit up on top of my wall and just throw pork at people as they pass by.
Can we cut to Humpty Dumpty edit the support group for nursery rhyme characters that have fallen?
Absolutely.
So then, I guess I just leaned over too far with the bucket, and the water distribution, the weight kind of carried me over, and I broke two crowns.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Anyone else relate?
You know, I'm sorry. I think I might be in the wrong place. This seems like a bunch of sad sack losers who fall and can't keep track of their life. I am addicted to sex.
See.
So.
Oh, gross. I don't like imagining an egg having sex. Or
but
maybe
that's the
you
Humpty
do.
Part. That's the Humpty part.
How far up the egg does the condom go? Let's do another odd man out here. This is going to be a little bit. This might be our toughest one yet.
Okay.
First one is Claudius, a.k.a. Hamlet's father. Next one is Yorick. Third one is Colonel Mustard. And the last one is Mr. Body.
Mr. Body? Who's
Claudius,
Mr. Body?
Hamlet's father, Yorick, Colonel Mustard, and Mr. Body.
Yorick.
Mr. Body is the guy who gets killed in Clue, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yorick Colonel is Mustard. Odd, man out? Didn't get killed?
Aaron, you don't think the skull of Yorick was killed?
No, he's alive.
Oh, okay.
How sure are you that he's dead?
Does Colonel Mustard get killed? No. Or...
Sometimes,
wait.
Right?
Sometimes, right? Sometimes because it's
depending
Clue.
On
oh, no,
movie.
No. He doesn't get killed. So, Tim.
Oh, wait a minute. Are they all soldiers in the military except for, who's the last one?
Mr. Body?
Mr. Body?
Mr. Body?
Mr. Body?
No, that's not it, but that's a good guess.
So the first two are related to Hamlet and the second two are related to the board game Clue. But I don't think that's it because that's 50-50. That's nothing.
You were onto something about being dead, but Yorick is definitely dead.
Yorick is dead and Mr. Body is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Claudius is a ghost, right?
Yeah. So that leaves Colonel Mustard.
So Colonel Mustard is the only one who's not dead?
And specifically dead at...
Murdered.
What point in time?
At the beginning?
I'll give it to you. It's Colonel Mustard is the odd man out. The other three are dead before the action begins, which is a pretty tough...
Pretty tough question.
Oh, because... Oh, Mr. Body is the first one murdered in Clue? Is that how it is? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think...
Okay.
He's sort of the catalyst or inciting incident.
Of the board game, right? Because in the movie, isn't he alive for a little bit in the movie?
Yeah, I think he's alive for a little bit in the movie.
It threw me off because I'm such a big fan of the movie Clue. So that's really what fucked me up here because I love the movie Clue.
Fantastic movie. You got to go back and watch it. Yeah.
Tim Curry?
Madeline Kahn?
The best.
Mr. Feeney from, I think, right? Who plays Colonel Mustard?
You think Madeline Kahn played Mr. Feeney? Are you fucking serious?
She's our generation's Gary Oldman.
She could do it. She could do
that
it.
That one guy, this like, who's the guy? The singer from Fear, that punk band Fear, I think is in it. Isn't he Mr. Body?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah, Lee something?
Yeah. Some crazy, I'm not even like that. I just know it as trivia. I wasn't a big punk fan necessarily, but he's one of these, like, I think he was one of those guys that was friends with John Belushi back in the day, but like a for real crazy New York punk rocker dude who's in that movie.
Good memory. I think also, is Christopher Lloyd in it as well?
And Martin Mull.
Martin Mull is Colonel Mustard.
That's who it is, Martin Mull. He was Knight Rider, right? He was the car. Who was the, played like the singagram?
The girl?
Yeah, she's maybe the best part of the whole movie.
I don't know.
Lee Ving plays Mr. Bobby.
Yeah.
What a great name.
I know, right? Lee Ving.
I was just leaving. Here we go. Next question. Steely Dan, Steppenwolf, Black Sabbath, Mott the Hoople. Steely Dan, Steppenwolf, Black Sabbath, Mott the Hoople.
It's got to be Mott the Hoople, and that's got to be the only one that my dad doesn't have a record for.
Steely Dan, Black Sabbath.
And honestly, this is a tough.
What's the next one?
Black Sabbath.
Steely Dan, Black Sabbath.
Mott the Hoople and Steppenwolf. Honestly, the only one I knew is Steppenwolf. I know the other bands, but in terms of how they all relate.
The Odd Man Out?
No.
Oh, are they named after? Because Steppenwolf is a book. I think Mott the Hoople might be from some Dickens book, right?
I thought Steely Dan was named after a dildo.
Oh.
What?
I truly thought this was a trivia, that Steely Dan was named after a dildo.
I think one of them, Black Sabbath, I think they're literary references except for one, but I don't know if Black Sabbath or Steely Dan. Maybe you're right. Maybe Steely Dan's not the literary.
Between Seth and JBC, you did get it. And I think you're right. So Black Sabbath is the odd man out. The other three are rock groups named after books. But Steely Dan is from William Burroughs, who famously, I think Burroughs and Bukowski were both like pretty raunchy.
Yes.
Gross writers. So I'm pretty sure you're right.
It was from Burroughs's novel Naked Lunch. And there's a strap on dildo called the Steely Dan 3.
Yeah.
So what? I forgot the part where it was about a book, because that's the least interesting part of that.
Steppenwolf is by Hermann Hesse. That's the one book I know. And then Mott the Hoople is by Willard Manis.
Of course.
Never even heard of that guy.
But is the book called Mott the Hoople?
I'm not sure. It doesn't say.
Okay. It must be like a reference inside the book, because the book was not called Steely Dan 3. Although, good name for an album, Steely Dan, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe third album, Steely Dan 3?
I did not know that. I feel like that should be like top of all music trivia questions. Uh-huh.
That should be taught in schools.
What are we doing?
Okay, I got to see a scene. I'm a teacher. The three of you are students, and I'm a substitute for the day who's not sure what to teach. All right, settle down. Go ahead and take out your books and let me somebody hold up the book so I can see it.
We don't have books.
Baskerville is.
We don't have books. This is a poetry class.
Book we should be reading. Oh, poetry. Okay. What are some words that we like? Name. Let's just shout out words. Free association.
What movie? Let us watch a movie.
For this at all?
Yes, absolutely. I am ready to teach poetry. What did you say, young lady?
What are your credentials? What's your background?
Well, I'm a poet at heart. I've written many a love note.
Are you hungover right now?
Yeah, you're a substitute teacher. I mean, what's going on in your life?
I'm wearing sunglasses because I just had LASIK, and that's why.
Okay.
We're all wearing sunglasses. This is a poetry class.
You still have the stamp on your hand from being at a club.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Narc. We'll start there.
Wait, why does the stamp say evicted? Were you at a club called Evicted?
No, I was at a
club called Piss Club. I heard about that place.
Okay, yeah. I was at Piss Club Evicted, okay?
Whoa.
It's an evocative.
Whoa.
That's hardcore.
You either get stamped evocative or evicted based on the way you piss. And I guess I didn't quite.
We misjudged you. You're cool.
You're cool.
Wow.
Hey, do you want to come to the cave? We've got a special renegade poetry club that we convene in the caves behind school.
Yeah, right now, or do I meet you there?
You go now, and then we'll come and meet you later.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Punch it in.
Yeah, punch it in.
Punch it in.
Don't stand on your desks. Punch it in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're one of Chaucer's criminals now. That's what we call ourselves.
Yeah.
Chaucer's criminals.
We get bullied mercilessly outside of this room.
Yes.
Oh, I see. You're each dressed up like you're kind of a butcher. You're a sort of a hedge knight. Mm-hmm. Not sure what you are, but yeah, all the characters from Canterbury Tales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool with sunglasses. Nice.
Honestly, Canterbury Tales, it's mostly Butcher and Hedge Knight. So I just kind of got left on my own to kind of be whatever.
Nice, 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 nice.
And yeah, he's got a Captain Crunch hat. He just kind of threw this together.
Hey, man, a general's hat is a general's hat.
Yeah. Captain, this is all stuff my dad has in his closet.
Nice. Yeah. What does your dad do?
He's an admiral.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. Let me, I just want to shut the door here. We're copacetic, right? Nobody's going to tell on anyone.
I don't like where this is going, but yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I hate the question.
All right, let's do two more odd man outs.
Right.
This one should be a little simpler. Aragog, Shelob, Boris, and Miss Muffet.
Boris, Aragog, and Shelob are all spiders.
And Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet and had to deal with a spider.
Oh, wow.
Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet and had to deal with a spider.
Okay, Aaron,
I just girl bossed Little Miss Muffet.
We got to see a scene. Aaron, you're a girl boss, Little Miss Muffet. Mm-hmm. JBC, you're a spider who's not with the times.
It curds and whey secured, and I'm going to finally get to sit down and eat my lunch after a long day. No. No.
What?
I have been relaxing all. I have not been relaxing all day. I've been working so hard. I work so hard. I want to eat my curds and whey in peace. I'm sitting on this little cushion here. What do you? Don't.
Wait. I'm gonna go here and eat. I'm just gonna go here.
You are not gonna frighten me away.
Huh?
You can leave or I can drown you. Those are your two options.
We can both stay.
No. No.
Miss Muffet, I'm so sorry. Yes. It's your assistant, Candace. I just want
to... Damn it, Candace!
I know, I'm sorry. I just want to remind you that you have a 2 o'clock coming up. I know you're just... You're very busy. You don't usually get to do lunch, but you got your 2 o'clock, and then you need to post on your Substack your affirmations, and then we've got...
Candace, yeah. I actually need your help right now. Okay. I need you to drown this spider, and I'd like you to make eye contact with it while you do it.
Oh.
My web's done. I'm in my web. I'm home.
I don't...
I live here.
I don't... You keep making me kill things, and I feel like we talked about this.
Okay. Candace, I will write you an incredible recommendation. Power, yes, exactly. Candace.
I just wanted to be... the assistant to one of the most powerful influencers around, okay? And I'm learning a lot from you. I'm not saying I'm not, but I'm not sure the price is worth it.
Fine, I'll kill it. Okay. But watch.
You want me come to
here.
Watch?
Yeah, spider, come here.
No, I'm good.
No, come here.
No, I'm fine.
You interrupt my life, I interrupt your life.
Well, do you want me to gram this? I mean, this could make good content.
Candace, of course, gram it.
Okay,
Candace,
sorry.
I shouldn't have to tell you to gram it. Just gram it.
You're right. Sorry, don't...
Hey, y'all. It's me, Candace, coming to you late afternoon, a little lunch. Or no, I'm not Candace. Sorry, I'm Little Miss Muffet. Fuck.
I'm sorry. Sorry that you're not Candace.
Okay.
Hey, dude, check it out. Little Miss Muffet's having an absolute fucking meltdown on Instagram Live right now.
This is insane.
She thinks she's her assistant.
Honestly, my dad's going to love this. He... As you know, it's frozen in amber, but he is obsessed with Little Miss Muffet.
Stop talking about your fucking dad.
Scene. what even is Little Miss Muffet? I'm looking it up.
It's just a little gal.
It's a child,
right?
Who eats her cottage cheese or whatever.
It's like Wee Willie Winkie.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Is she like a being? Is she like a celestial entity?
Whoa.
Oh, it has a dark background. Never look up things.
Of course. All that old shit.
Yeah. Yeah, never Google. No one Google the rest of the day. I'm here to help.
Can we hear it?
No. It's bad.
How bad? On a scale of 1 to 10.
6.
I'm looking up on a listicle right now, and it says top 10 history's greatest monsters, and Little Miss Muppet is 6. So
oh my gosh.
Whoa, shit. Yeah. Oof, she did some bad shit.
Right above Vlad the Impaler.
Yikes.
We're gonna do one more here. This is the final riddle, the final odd man out. Exhaustion, murmuration, expectation, shrewdness.
I don't even know if I know these words.
Exhaustion, murmuration, expectation, shrewdness.
I think murmuration is a like a actual physical activity or something, right? The others are emotions or something?
I'm not quite sure. This has to do more with, here's a hint I would say. If this was about JPC Aaron, if this is about the three of us in terms of like a term that might apply to us, I would say an exhaustion of blank.
So wait, are these are like groupings of animals or something?
Yep.
Some of them are?
Yep. And which is the odd man out?
These all sound like Justin Timberlake albums, by the way.
Exhaustion, murmuration, expectation, shrewdness.
A shrewdness of shrews, I gotta imagine, right?
Shrewdness of apes.
Apes?
Oh, wow.
Shrewdness of apes?
Yep.
Exaltation has to be the odd man out, right?
No? It is not.
Whoa. And the exaltation of angels, right?
when you hunt them, you try to make sure they're in exaltation, so they're
exaltation
easier
of larks.
To find them.
Of larks?
Yeah.
Okay. So what are the other ones? We have shrewdness and exaltation are wrong.
Murmuration and expectation.
Expectation. Isn't there? Yeah. Murmuration is birds or I don't know.
Yeah. Nailed it. Murmuration is starlings. So expectation is the odd man out. The other three are collective nouns for groups of animals. I do want to see one final scene.
I've never heard that shit before.
Aaron, you are a hunter of angels. the other three of us are angels on the lamb, and you're trying to hunt us down.
No one mentioned that description's coming to my bar.
Huh. Yeah, you're sort of crouched in a way to sort of hide your back.
Yeah, sorry. That's because I was just cranking it. Yep, doing a lot of self-pleasure, masturbation, so that's why I'm hunched this way.
Huh. Interesting.
Yep.
You wouldn't have to be.
Screw up. Put him up, sister. Put him up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Come on. What are we doing here?
I'm not going back to heaven. There's no fucking way I'm going back to heaven.
You have to come back.
No. It's so, but we came down here to start a band. We got to hear. Here's our
CD. And how's that going? And how is that? How's that going?
It's a little rough. We just got to town. Everybody starts over when they get to LA, okay?
Yeah, and we're still figuring out the name. We know we want it to be a literary reference, but we can't. I said Catch 23, because that's one better.
Yeah, but that sounds like a ska band. That's not what we do.
The three of y'all are never going to make it. All three of you play the harp. No band needs three harps.
Right now, but we're reinventing. We also all sing like, oh. Yeah. We're reinventing ourselves.
Wait, that sounded like shit. Come back to heaven. Come on.
No. Why are you God's little guard dog? Like, why don't you stay down here with us? Join the band. You got a beautiful voice.
He's my dad, first of all.
Ew. Oh, come on.
He's so old.
Georgius? You're Jesus's brother?
Yeah, okay. And Jesus gets to do a lot of like the PR stuff. He's sort of like the face of the operation.
Oh,
and I do
Jesus
stuff like this.
Is cool as hell, I gotta say.
Yeah.
He's not that cool. He actually.
Do you think you could get Jesus for the band? Because, oh my God, as a front man, there's like none better.
No, he can't even sing.
Can you imagine he's holding the mic and he gets stigmata during a song? And so cool.
Yeah. Georgius.
We should write a song about stigmata. I mean, look at Georgius. Look at what your dad is making you do. You're the little lap dog. You're doing all this stuff to get his approval. And
yeah, I am holding his dry cleaning right now.
Yeah, totally.
Kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, do you think that Jesus is saving people at the Playboy Mansion right now? No. He's chilling right now. We all saw him earlier.
He's in the grotto.
What? Yeah. Man.
Come join us.
Well,
we all live in a one-bedroom off of Sunset Boulevard.
Yikes.
The dream.
We're living the dream. We party every night.
Doesn't sound so bad.
We're doing it the way Green Day did it.
Yeah.
Which
you like
is...
Green Day? It's a band we hear.
They write musicals. They're a punk band.
They're a punk band who writes musicals. The ultimate oxymoron.
That's probably true.
Yeah,
they do. They had a musical for one of their albums.
American Idiot, yeah.
American Idiot, I think, is the one that did the musical.
I gotta say, I tend to not like jukebox musicals. I saw it and I was very unimpressed. I'm sure there are some very talented folks, but...
I didn't hate it. I saw it and I thought it was just fine.
If it's not your genre, then maybe you're not going to give it the fairest of shakes, right?
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I need to check myself.
I'm just trying to be kind to Green Day because I know that they're listeners and they have a lot of investment in you liking their jukebox musical.
Fair enough. Seth, is there anything that you would like to plug or promote? Any musicals you've been noodling on?
I'll just plug my, I have a podcast on Comedy Bang Bang World called College Town that I do with my friend Aaron Whitehead. And then another randomly, sporadically produced on Comedy Bang Bang World, Bob Duca, Full Throttle with Bob Duca, which is more of like a produced sound effects heavy kind of audio experience as opposed to just a chat type of thing.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, you guys. This was really fun.
Thanks for being on. Such a wonderful, sonorous voice.
Oh, thank you.
I'd recommend opening up your Comedy Bang Bang podcast app and then just typing Seth Morris into it and then hitting download on all the episodes. Yep. That Seth Morris in it.
And watch your phone melt.
You ought to.
Seth, if you ever want to leave the podcast game, I have to imagine you'd make a fortune in ASMR.
Oh, that would be, yeah. There's some creeps that really need to hear this this voice. I'll do that and clip my nails and...
Yeah. Just like Howard Hughes.
Yeah.
Aaron, anything you'd like to plug?
I would just say I'm doing a Veep rewatch right now. It's my favorite comedy of all time. So check that out if you haven't. I can say it. JPC?
Adel, I would throw it to you first. Do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Yeah, I was in London just the other day, and I saw phenomenal... speaking of musicals, I saw a wonderful musical called Operation Mincemeat. If you're able to get to London to see it, I highly recommend it. I hope it tours here at some point in the U.S., but otherwise you can listen to it on Spotify. Brilliant musical. It's cool. About a 1940s true operation by England to trick Hitler. And it's been my what I've been listening to nonstop for the past couple weeks. JPC, cool. Anything to review or a review to read?
Yeah, I got a review to read. And if you want to get a review featured on the show, just give us a 5-star review anywhere that you write reviews. I might find it. Hey, I found this one. It says it's by Mi Opinionio. Thank you guys for making these names easy to pronounce. This one is titled "Cured My Anxiety." What I'm experiencing a bout of paranoia about something terrible like a killer in my house or an impending zombie apocalypse or a nuke being launched setting off a chain reaction of mutual nuclear annihilation, I can trust this podcast to snap me out of it because nothing like that could happen while this audio and this ridiculousness is blasting in my ears. Thanks for the riddles, guys. The name this is under is not my name. Please disregard it. Okay, well, I read the first part first, not last, so...
Oops.
But I kind of did disregard it. You know, I did make fun of it, so that's a little bit like disregarding it.
Yeah, in a way.
Aaron, we all know heaven isn't real, that scene about angels was fiction. But when you do die, your soul goes to a certain place in the sky.
Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Goodbye.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish did the music. By Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris. Must keep it or hate it or break your mind.
Hey there, Nietzsche's and Kants. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. Backed by popular demand, we're bringing you some moral dilemmas. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month, or start your 7-day free trial, or the Review Crew for $8 a month, and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.